Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. We're focusing this week on healing. And with the campaign in the U.S. behind us now, you know, we can once again start to come together. The challenge is there's a group of people out there that still don't want to let go. And I understand everything that's happened, and people are hurt and upset. And this was such an emotional race, especially if you watched it day in and day out on the news and on TV. And it was so much anguish. But here's the thing. If your candidate didn't win, let's assume you were a Hillary Clinton supporter, you know, and now Trump is going to be the president. And maybe you don't share his viewpoints. Maybe you have issues with the kind of person he is. And I'm the first person to admit that he wasn't my first choice for the job. But you know what? Years ago in this country, people feared the idea of Ronald Reagan in the White House because he certainly had some ideas that went against the establishment. But in the end, he was responsible for so many advances that happened in the country that even the majority of the people that didn't like him or that were critics of his ended up being thankful for his contributions. So you can't know how things are going to play out, and you really don't know exactly how a candidate's going to be. You see some things on the campaign trail, and you just make assumptions that it's going to turn out a certain way, but at the end of the day, you really don't know. So if you don't know, what is the point of getting crazy over the outcome of something? And I see so many people going through this. And the point here is again, have a little bit of faith and think maybe, just maybe, things can go better than what you think. And you never know how somebody's going to do. Once in a while, it's good to have somebody with fresh ideas and a different way of approaching things tackle a difficult situation. And it looks like that's what we're facing right now. So like it or not, you can't change it. And as an old mentor of mine used to say, if you can't get out of it, you might as well get into it because there's no other options. So you might as well make the best of the situation and look at the bright side, and hopefully it turns out to be better than what you anticipate. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator, you can subscribe on iTunes or on Stitcher. It's always good to have that coach to keep you moving in the direction you want to go in life. And I'm just asking you for the opportunity to be that person for you. Just come here. It's 5 days a week. It's a great way to keep you on that path towards getting you where you want to go. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to talk about how to relieve some of the anger. And basically the concept is stop feeding it and it'll dissipate. But for today, I just want you to think about what could happen here. Don't assume the bad. Just because you don't like the candidate or you have a problem with who's been elected, don't just naturally assume that things are going to be bad as a result. What if things actually turn out to be much better than what you anticipate? If you want to take a deeper dive on any of this, just go to my website at joelbrookman.com and sign up for the weekly discussion.